And now it's time for the bullpen.
OMG, the bullpen.
It's the bullpen, everybody.
Mercy me, the bullpen.
Go team, go team.
Yes!
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You're back with your boys, Ethan and Evan, here on the bullpen. And Evan's a happy camper.
I am indeed.
And if you're living under a rock and you've never listened to this, or you've never listened to this, I shouldn't make that an and, it should be an or, you might not know why Evan is a happy camper. That is, of course, because his baseball team, maybe the one team he actually cares about the most,
yeah,
won. They won something.
Some important.
What was it? It was this week.
Some
kind
huge.
Kind of a big event. Was it a big event?
It might have been.
It was definitely a big event. The Fall Classic, everybody. The World Series.
The big one.
The big one. Evan lives and dies by his baseball fandom.
Very much so.
And he could care less. I mean, he might not care less about some sports.
But it is possible.
It is possible.
Given the time of the year.
However, nothing compares in his mind to baseball.
No.
And for the first time in forever.
Specifically 108 years.
But. Yeah, 108 years. I had to do a little reference to Tangled.
Ah.
Yeah, it's great, great, great Disney movie. But anyway, for the first time in forever, the Cubs are no longer the lovable losers.
Heck yes. We have now waited the least amount of time for our next championship.
Yeah, there were a couple children born since then that are whose parents are Cubs fans, and by virtue of that, they are also Cubs fans that are upset because there hasn't been a Cubs championship in their lifetime.
In like a week. it's insane.
It's been less than a week.
Long suffering, those young
Youngsters.
Are.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. You haven't suffered nearly as long as most people.
No.
Most Cubs fans, I should say.
But having gone through 03, yeah, it's feels good. So.
I feel good. We could go and try to actually find the sound clip for that, but I would just rather do my own improvisation.
Yeah.
But we were recording this late on Saturday night. So,
because I finally got out of my hazy stupor.
It was basically as if he had been smoking marijuana and was just completely high as a kite and couldn't do anything.
Like return texts or calls.
Days. Yeah, no, he wouldn't text me back during the game. When we were in the eighth, they were in the eighth inning. I guess I should wait to talk about this until, because
we'll
that's
going to
be our main
more.
Event. We're going to talk more about the World Series, but got some good stuff for that. So stay listening to that. In other news, I guess I can't bring that one up. It's going in my wall of shame. Now, there hasn't been a ton going on.
Another,
I mean, I guess since last week.
Another
tie in the NFL, 2 weeks in a row. So,
I want to see how long it's been since that, if ever.
That was, it? I saw this stat when they were about to tie on that game. It wasn't all that long ago, actually.
Really?
I think it was.
Because I knew we had a tie.
Was it there in the 2000s
years?
Or 90s? Like, it wasn't really that long ago in comparison. I mean, obviously it wasn't like it was 2 weeks ago, but by comparison, it wasn't really that long ago. I remember them talking about it, but I don't remember the exact time. But it wasn't
but
nearly as much as the Cubs winning the World Series.
Yeah, no.
But on top of that, my Broncos won again.
and my Bears beat the Minnesota Vikings in Monday Night Football.
And
so.
You totally didn't fan pick it.
No, I didn't. And that's why they won.
I mean, we're going to talk about this when we do our picks later at the end of the show. But what are our records now? Did you tie me? Or am I still one ahead?
You're a couple ahead.
Okay,
because it's narrowed.
It was going to be hilarious.
It's narrowed. For
you would have tied me had you fan picked that, but you didn't.
Nope.
But no, okay, I guess it wouldn't have been that case.
Yeah.
But yeah, so lots of fun stuff going on in sports. Mostly, Mostly is great. I mean, I was really happy for you.
Yeah.
You wouldn't let me be happy with you, but, you know, whatever.
I can't. I go into a zone that it is
it's like texting. Way too difficult to reach. We're going to talk about that later again. Yeah. But we're going to be recording this during the Utah State-Wyoming game, which, you know, so far not great. I give Evan the update. Anybody who's listening to this will probably already know what the score is, but they're down 7-0, and they just punted it. Luckily, they didn't turn over the ball, and Kent Myers fumbled it just a little bit ago. But Wyoming's got the ball again. I'm hoping they turn it around. I guess for anyone listening, if you want to listen to our pregame show, that's on about an hour before each game, each home game. And, yeah, we just got done doing that, and we came up here. But really, I mean, as far as news goes, the main thing is just the World Series, and we're going to talk about that in depth for our main event today. Got a couple Wall of Shame entries. Already mentioned one of them, which I didn't even think to add to the Wall of Shame until we just brought it up. No. But we'll be revisiting it. But actually, I mean, yeah, there's a couple different ones now that I'm thinking about it. But we're just going to jump into it. We'll go right into our Wall of Shame. We haven't been using the segment intro for a little bit because I kind of am over that intro and I want to make a new one, but I just haven't yet. So
we'll get around to it one of these weeks.
At one point, we will have a new segment intro. But for today, just know we have begun the Wall of Shame. Try to change my voice. Hopefully it came across on your guys' end. But anyway, to start out, do you have anyone, Evan?
I do. And I'm going to do a champion's gloat and put the Cleveland Indians on as my entry on the Wall of Shame.
It's only fair.
It is fair, especially because you have a 3-1 lead. And as a Cubs fan, I have known what that's like. So I'm not just, you know, not just going off here. But 3-1 lead with Kluber in Game 7.
I know. It was so funny.
Probably because they over-relied on Kluber. That's my theory.
It could be. But, and I mean, we'll talk a little bit more about that later on.
But just shame because LeBron had apparently this Halloween decoration up at his house that was mocking the Warriors for blowing a 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals. And then
he pretended that he was suddenly an Indians fan.
Yeah.
Even though he's always worn Yankee stuff.
And now he lost his bet with Dwayne Wade, and so he has to wear a Cubs uniform for I don't know how long. But the fact that he has to put one on is... So the whole Cleveland Indians, I think, for blowing a 3-1 lead, that's my entry.
That's it.
Yep.
All right. Yeah,
I mean, obviously we're going to get more into detail later, so...
Yeah, we will talk about that more later. My first entry, and I just barely came up with these right before the show, so I hadn't thought to actually write
this
them down.
Is our like level of professionalism right here. Now we've got basically 5 minutes.
Most of the time I remember to write stuff down during the week, but I totally forgot. But my first one was pretty easy. We have the Golden State Warriors losing their home opener in bad fashion to the Spurs, which I was super happy about because I'm a Spurs fan. And they've been doing pretty well. But also, they just lost to the Lakers.
Yeah, that one a little bit more shame-worthy.
Yeah, I mean, Steph Curry went 0-for-8 from the three-point line. It's actually the first time in almost 2 years that... Well, yeah. Yeah, almost 2 years since he hasn't made a three in an NBA game. Which is an impressive streak. It's an NBA record. So, I mean, for that, he's done a great job, but he just couldn't hit the broadside of a barn against the Lakers last night, and he was just awful. And it kind of, I mean, they're supposed to be this super team that no one can beat, and yet they lose two of their early games.
Well, especially the Lakers, because, I mean, the Spurs, yeah, I can see them being super competitive, but the rebuilding Lakers, that's
and they got blown out, too.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like they just barely lost and off of, like, a fluke shot or something dumb like that. They got blown out.
Yeah.
I mean, it was in Los Angeles, and apparently Steph can't shoot there, but, I mean, it's the Lakers. That's bad. But, I mean, good job by the Lakers to get that win.
But if the Lakers, if this Lakers team figured you out, That's I don't know if that's that should induce some panic, I think.
I mean, so, why wouldn't it?
Yeah.
No, I mean, honestly, they're still going to win a lot of games. They're still going to have one of the best, if not the best, records in the West at the end of the year. But this team is looking like it's not as good as people thought it was going to be. And, like, preseason, like, NBA win plus minus things, they had them at, I think it was 66. And I think some people were like, no, this team's going to win even more than last year. Really, I was even saying at that point, I would take the under on that because I don't think they're going to get to 66. It is so hard to get that many wins. Like, it's incredibly impressive that they got to 71 last year. But, or 73. Yeah. But it's just, it's really hard to replicate that. So I just don't think that.
Because even the dominant Bulls team that set the record previously, even they came down a bit the next year, you know. So, I think it would be definitely hard to get under 10 losses 2 years in a row, obviously. So,
and really, I mean, the plus or the over under is at 6 losses, or 16, sorry. But I still think that, you know, only losing 20 games would be an impressive accomplishment. And I think that's about the ceiling for most teams most years. So I wasn't at all surprised, but I mean, I'm not surprised that they're not doing as well as they were going to do, but I'm surprised they lost to the Lakers, but they go in the Wall of Shame for that.
Yep.
Also, when we had a couple teams go across the pond to London,
trying to convince those British people what football is.
What football really is. But, you know, that game between the Bengals and the Redskins turned out like most of their football games turn out. A tie. The second tie in consecutive weeks. I mean, it's ridiculous. For that, the Bengals and Redskins go into the Wall of Shame. However, it's not as bad as the Seahawks Cardinals because they at least were scoring some points.
Yeah, it wasn't 6-6, so.
They went there it was 27-27, but. Yeah. That's not as bad as 6-6.
Yeah.
Still not great to tie. I mean, that's just pathetic.
Shouldn't the NFL just have, okay, another overtime?
Yeah.
And just that's what I was thinking. It like hockey or basketball. You just keep going until somebody wins.
Yeah, I would totally be fine with that.
Yeah.
But
the British people are used to it. So they didn't have a bad time.
They're like, oh, yeah, it's just like our football. Yeah, no.
So they went away happy at least. It was a all right night for representing the USA, but
yeah, so they go in the Wall of Shame. Another team, which we talked about briefly, the Vikings. Losing to the Bears.
Yep.
To be fair, it was in Chicago. That at least it wasn't at home. But
and it was a hyped up time in Chicago, understandably.
The Bears are not a good team.
No.
Evan here is a Bears fan, and he recognizes they're not a good team.
And I said, I don't know if I said this on this podcast, but at least they're honest.
Yeah, that was
unlike the Cubs, who will disappoint me in the most horrible ways until now. Bears are honest when they are going to let me down. So,
not when that they are.
That they are. But at least they got that Monday night, though.
Yeah, I mean, good for them. And, yeah, it was actually when we were just talking to each other. I was just like, at least the Bears are honest with me. And I was like, that's so true. You should tweet that out.
Yeah, I don't know what's with the Vikings. They started off really great, and they're stumbling a little bit the past few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it is. I think that, I mean, when they were playing against the Eagles knew how Sam Bradford is because he was on their team. With the Bears, I don't know. I don't know what it was. I feel like they'll turn it around, but I think they did finally show what all teams do at times. Like, they showed that they have flaws and that people can take advantage of them. For the first few weeks, they just looked really good. And I mean, the same thing with the Broncos. The Broncos looked really good for their first, 4 weeks? And then they lost 2 straight. And then now they've turned it around and have done all right. And really hoping for a win this Sunday night, but I mean, all good teams will have stretches like this where they kind of don't look as good. I'm not worried about it if I'm a Vikings fan. They'll turn it around. They'll still be fine.
Oh, yeah. They're still running away with the division, in my opinion.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, the Packers, you never know. Yeah. They could get it done. They might not. I don't really know with Aaron Rodgers this year. And the Lions, same thing. Like they'll win games that you're like, that was weird, and then they'll lose games that you think they should win. So they might run away with it. It might end up being close because of how teams play. So, yeah, that's all I got to say about that. anything else do you want to put in the wall of shame?
Nope.
All right. Ready or not, here comes the main event.
It's go time.
All right. Main event time. That, of course, means we're going to talk about the World Series, the Fall Classic.
Yes. Probably one of the most nerve-wracking series in a long time. Not just as a fan, but watching it. It's pretty similar to like 0-1 with Diamondbacks and Yankees in terms of back and forth who might win. But it was really good.
It was probably the best Game 7 of all time.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't willing to admit that until I knew we won. I was like, oh, yeah, that really was an historic game, although throughout the game I'm just losing my mind and screaming at Chapman for blowing a 3-run lead. It was scary because I started thinking about Ethan's going to text me about the doomsday because we have a 3-run lead late in the game. It's not Arrieta, and it's not – you know, quite the way it worked out, but I was like, oh, my God, he's right. Like, no, this can't be happening.
Yeah, I mean, they really tried to blow that lead.
Yeah.
They really tried.
That was almost like clockwork, that lead going away. Like, on a philosophical level.
I don't think Evan would ever have done another show with me again had I been correct about that.
I would have changed my name.
Moved away.
Faked my death.
Moved to Venezuela where you can see some real baseball. Now, I got to ask. Yeah. Do you still think that the Cubs should trade them all, bunch of phonies, or pack of frauds, sorry. Pack of frauds, trade them all. You don't waste the money. I think those were your words.
Those were. I've slightly reconsidered. No. Yeah, I was wrong in the best way. And I will. Some Cubs fans try to say that they knew it the whole time. I'm going to be one of the honest Cubs fans and say no because I'm pessimistic because I'm a real Cubs fan. So I'm pessimistic, at least up until now.
I think, yeah, every Cubs fan that like ever talks about it just are really pessimistic. Like, I mean, they don't want you to say that your team's going to win because they just know that they're going to lose.
Yeah. If you're not...
Don't get my hopes up. They're going to lose.
When you talk about the Cubs up until now, if you didn't have, like, a gleam of sadness in your eye, you're just not doing it right as a Cubs fan. If you don't instantly start thinking of ways...
Then you go on the wall of shame.
Well, it is funny because I called my parents right after the last out... Because I was following it on my computer and I needed someone who actually saw
it.
Yeah. I was like, did this actually happen? And immediately my dad and I start talking about all the things that went wrong.
You couldn't have called me? You know I was watching it.
I was blubbering.
Well, to be honest, I didn't see most of the Game 7 because I was working.
Yeah.
But I did watch the last part of it.
Yeah.
And I was listening to it before that. Because, I mean, like I said, I was working. So I was listening to it in my headphones. But I wasn't actually watching it until, luckily for the rain delay, I was able to get there and watch the last inning.
Yeah, so immediately we start talking about negatives right after we just won the first World Series in 108 years. Of course we start talking about Chapman blew that lead.
Back, but you could talk to your dad about all that.
I thought we were friends. I was a mess. So.
Evan. I can be a hero, Evan.
I like that.
I can help you through your troubles.
But
I could be your hero. I could get a wave of it. I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away.
That's pretty impressive.
And I can still go be on. Your hero.
That was wonderful.
You're welcome.
I'm going to save this podcast. And,
you better.
And cut all that and put it into a track. I'm going to set it to the music.
But, no, I mean, side note, sidebar.
Yeah.
Every Enrique Iglesias song for like the longest time, he was crying about something. And I don't know what it was. He apparently figured it out because he doesn't cry when he sings anymore. He just...
It was a phase.
He just does inappropriate things.
Very extreme.
He needs to get it together. Anyway, back to you.
Yeah.
I mean, to the Cubs.
Yes, yes. Batting, except for the last few games, pretty atrocious. You had a lot of guys batting under 200. And I don't know how they figured it out, but they did, especially with Kluber on the mound in Game 7. Because I think the Indians relied way too heavily on Kluber.
I mean, they couldn't hit him the first two times they pitched against him.
Yeah. I mean, it was a shutout first game, and then Cubs got two the second time he was up. But still, having to start a guy three
times games, in 7 games.
I don't know. That's just a little bit too over-relying on my opinion.
Yeah.
So.
Do you think he was tired? Do you think that's why they were able to have more success against him?
I think that, and I think after facing a pitcher enough times, you start to guess at least how he's going to operate. Because it's not like you can do a ton of, as a pitcher, it's not like you can completely change your game in a couple of starts. So I think there was that. Somehow they just figured out the hitting. It was a miracle.
It was a miracle.
But I think Cubs had the better pitching staff rotation, definitely. I think Lackey, though.
Maybe. I mean, for starting pitchers, I don't know. I mean, Kluber was really good, and obviously got two out of the three wins that he pitched.
Well, I think individual pitchers, Kluber was great, and then in the LCS, Clayton Kershaw was obviously...
Yeah, Kershaw in game six, I mean, they got the better of him in that one.
Yeah, and to give Kershaw his props, he was being brought on. He had been brought on quite a bit in the NLDS and then came back.
I mean, like, he was doing it all in the NLDS.
And, yeah.
And even he straight up shut them down, the Cubs down.
Yeah.
It was game two, right? Was it three? I think it was two.
Yeah, it was two because it was at Wrigley.
Yeah, he straight up shut them down, and so I was hoping that he could do it again, but he didn't. But yeah, I mean, so for as a Cubs fan, like, how nervous were you for Game 7 when Kluber was the one pitching?
That was, like, I wanted to say, oh, he's being used too much, but I knew that if I got a little cocky.
Or a little optimistic.
The baseball gods were like, nope. We sensed some decent feelings among Cubs fans, but yeah, a little bit nerve-wracking, obviously, because it was also at Cleveland. So it's their hometown. It's their stadium. Their main pitcher is on the mound.
Yeah, and he's a really good pitcher.
Yeah.
But I honestly hadn't heard of him before the World Series because, I mean, mostly with baseball, I pay attention to the Dodgers. And the teams that I know more of are in the NL, the National League.
Yeah.
So I don't know as much about the American League because I just don't watch it as much. And I don't know. I don't care about the American League as much. But, yeah.
But I think
the interesting thing that I want to point out is the Cubs won three out of the four games at Cleveland.
Yeah.
And they only won once at home.
Which is strange.
It's supposed to be like the opposite.
I think there was just too much pressure at Wrigley, honestly, with all the fans and everything. I think it was just a little too much pressure. So maybe it's good that they could be on the road.
I mean, there were a lot of Cubs fans there for Game 7.
Yeah.
Like, it got loud anytime the Cubs did something good.
Yeah.
On the part that I saw. So, I mean, they traveled well.
But I think, though, as a rotation, though, I think the Cubs could outlast Cleveland. Just because I think, obviously...
Well, they did.
We've heard, yeah. But, like, honestly, if they had to do it again with the same... I mean... You know, maybe it would have turned out differently, but I think, I don't know, the Indians and Kluber, and then it's like a bunch of pitchers that can get the job done, but the Cubs had like Arrieta, Lackey, Lester, Hendricks.
Just because you know their names doesn't mean it's just kidding. No, they do have a lot of good starting pitchers. I would say bullpen, I think that the bullpen is better for Cleveland.
Yeah, way definitely.
I mean, they had two closers that they can have take up the last five innings of a game, or last four or whatever they need. Yep. So, you know, it was a good thing that the Cubs found a way to get a win because...
And got hitting early before that bullpen came out.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, that's the good thing about getting hits early is because then they have to bring out their bullpen earlier than they intended.
Yeah.
And then their bullpen ends up spending more time out there than they were hoping for.
Well, yeah, because guys train to go one inning.
Oh, yeah, a lot of guys do.
They have to go twice that.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that was a big part of how the Cubs were able to, you know, win those three in a row is that they started getting hitting. The bullpen started being out there more. And I think by game seven, they were a little bit tired and they gave them some runs that maybe they wouldn't have had they not been out there as much before.
But in game seven, though, I think everybody rooting for the Cubs, we were all a little confused why Hendricks got pulled early.
I mean, that's what I heard is like people were surprised.
That was because if that wouldn't have gone the Cubs' way, that's pretty much like Grady Little leaving Pedro Martinez for too long in 03 during game seven of the ALCS against the Yankees. I mean, it would have been a Grady Little moment. just like a really bad call concerning pitching ruins your game.
Or kind of like, who was it, had the Orioles not putting in their closer. Oh, in that,
yeah.
That,
yeah, and
the
then they lost.
The game, the wild card game, not putting in their closer ever.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, put in your closer, let him get you as much as he can, and then, I mean, if the game continues to go farther into the extra innings, then, you know, you'll have to bring him back out, but at least you put him in there, but they failed.
Yeah, and speaking of closers, I think Chapman was a little shaky that postseason after a pretty dominant season. And
yeah,
I just don't know if he just hasn't had the postseason experience since he came over to the U.S.
I don't think he has.
Because he was with the Reds and then with the Yankees, but they didn't really do anything with him.
So, I mean, I think you're probably on with that. Chapman's got a lot of speed, and he's hard to hit. But I just think maybe he wasn't used to that environment. And
it was control, too.
He got tired, maybe trying to throw a little bit too hard, too early or whatever. The biggest thing about him is he's only ever been like a one-inning kind of pitcher, like come out and close the last inning. But he was asked to go multiple innings a few times, and he wasn't used to it, and so I don't think he was, like, I guess, paced himself, sort of.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't able to think, okay, I've got to pitch this a little bit differently, not quite so hard, so I can get a little bit more longevity out of it, and just wasn't used to it. It's just like trying to run sprints after you're used to running sprints, you're used to running the 100, and then you try to do that pace for, like, the 400, and it doesn't work.
Yeah, and it's a little confusing just how much he was used, because Cubs did have Hector Rondon, who's a solid closer. I mean, they brought in Chapman as, like, a short-term, we want to win right now move, but Hector Rondon is a solid closer, and so I don't know why they wouldn't bring him in for more relief, even if it is just another inning. But, yeah, so obviously great, great series, great game seven. And I'll say that now because my team won, honestly, because if the Cubs had lost,
The Cubs lost in, like, inning 10. Let's say somehow the Indians do get three runs instead of just one on that
one.
And
I have a whole Britney Spears breakdown moment.
Evan comes back with a shaved head.
Shaved head, and I've broken car windows. And
let his baby drive.
Yeah.
You don't even have a child, I don't think.
No, but I'll find one.
I will find one.
I will take one.
classic Evan.
That's
But yeah, I mean, but you, even if they had lost, you had to have admitted that was a really good, like, that was probably the best game seven of, at least for recent memory.
Yeah, I think it's probably the best game seven since 91 Twins and Braves, which was 10 innings, 1-0 victory. It was like a pitching duel. But that's if you really like pitchers. If you're an offensive person, that was a boring game till the end. But Yeah, it definitely ranks up there, and I think the whole series ranks up there because the last 3-1 comeback was 85 Royals. So it's been a while since a team has come back from that. So it was good for the record books. It was good for ratings. This postseason was great for ratings. Getting more people to watch baseball than it had been in at least a few years. So.
Yeah, I mean, most sports fans will care about the World Series and not much else. But I do feel like a lot more people cared about this one, maybe because there was the storyline of either the Cubs were going to win after not winning for forever, or the Indians were going to win after not winning for almost as forever.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then it's like the first NLDS Cubs and Giants, it was an even year. The Giants were in. It's like they're going to spoil it, and then the Cubs win that one. And then so it was just a good one for ratings, and, the Blue Jays were back, and they've got a pretty loyal fan base, even if I don't like their fan base. Even if I don't particularly like them. So I think it's good to get it, at least getting more interest in baseball, because it was an exciting postseason.
It was the second best outcome that I could have hoped for.
Which is good.
The best would have been if my team would have won. But obviously they lost to the Cubs in the NLCS.
But the eventual World Series champion. So it's not like they lost to a team that got swept,
Yeah.
Although it almost went down in 5 games. I was about ready to give up.
Yeah, you were giving up after game 3, so.
Of the NLCS.
You were just down.
That's the first time I gave
2-1.
Up.
2-1.
Yeah.
How many times did you give up in this postseason, would you say?
Probably after game 3 of the NLDS, because, you don't sweep the Giants and it's an even year. So I was like, they're probably done. And then the NLCS, they're down 2-1 to the Dodgers in a best of 7. And I thought, okay, they're done.
They're done. Pack of frauds. Trade them all.
And then when it was 3-1 for Cleveland, I was like, geez.
Pack of frauds. Trade them all.
And now I only want to trade a couple of them.
Yeah? So, who do you want to trade?
Maybe not Chapman, just because he'll get more experience now. And maybe
he's a free agent, so they're going to have to sign him back.
Yeah, and I don't know if they'll quite spend that much. I think Lackey is at the end of his career. This is his 14th year. He's been to the postseason plenty of times, which was his plus.
You realize
that
pitchers pitch for 20 years sometimes, right?
Yeah, but I mean,
so he could still have.
He was a little shaky. This postseason wasn't that great for him, so I don't know if they need to find a different fifth starter. But I don't know. But I'm happy to have him back though, because he was decent enough in the.
You sure? Because it sounded a lot like you wanted them to trade them all. I believe those were your words.
And over the course of a few games, I was like, okay, we can keep a couple of them for old time's sake.
For old time's
sake. I was honestly...
I thought you didn't want to waste any more money.
Not that much money. I'm still up for losing a few thousand. Yeah, I was several times very close to being a minor league baseball only guy. And that would have been sad. Just me having to go to some far out town and watch a bunch of guys who may not even make it. That's how low I got many times.
Going to Dubuque, Iowa.
Yeah. I don't even know what the name of the team is, but I got to watch
baseball.
I'm
going there.
But I can't watch. And it's good that they won, because I made a half-joking promise that if I died, I wasn't going to let my spirit go to the next life unless they won. So I could have been here for a long time if they didn't win. Making supernatural deals is very risky business.
It is risky business.
And thankfully I got out of my soul contract. So.
Good stuff.
Yeah, but
good
great series. Stuff. It'll be remembered for years, and it's weird waking up knowing that we haven't waited the longest now. It's an identity crisis, to be honest with you.
You know what's interesting?
What?
My favorite team won the championship last year. Or, within 2016. And yours just did too.
What? It's like fate.
Illuminati. Now, I just
need sports gods love the bullpen.
So the next week, next year, Broncos are going to win again. the Spurs are going to win. And then the Dodgers are going to win. And then I will be on top of the world.
Yes. And you'll be missing for days like I was.
I mean, I won't need to be missing for days.
Maybe you're not as...
Because I can handle things a lot better than you can, apparently.
I mean,
I'm going to be excited for days, but it's not like, ooh, I can't talk to anyone. I'm high as a kite right now because of how happy I am.
I stumble into work 3 hours late. Can't do my...
Sorry, boss. I had a really good night last night.
Woo, go Cubs!
I say day? I had a really good day last night.
Go like, Cubs!
Night last day? Anyway, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm here. That's what I imagine you going into work as. That wasn't high, that was drunk, in case anyone was wondering about my impression. I was going for drunk, and hopefully that came across that way.
Yeah, and so for the first time...
I've never been drunk, so I don't actually know what that I would sound like, so...
Yeah, and so for the first time all semester long, I have worn a jacket other than one that says Cubs on it, which is weird for me. Because I used to have my whole ensemble, like, every day.
Yeah, or...
And then I'm...
I didn't even, like, think to ask you where your Cubs jacket is today.
It's getting some well-needed rest.
Some well-needed rest.
I keep bringing it on short rest. So. There was some
baseball reference.
There was some Onion article about Cubs fan ready to get drunk on short rest.
Ah, the Onion is great.
Yeah. But yeah, that is
a lot of good ones on there.
Yeah,
another one you should check out is the Kicker.
The Kicker,
yeah.
Fake Sports Center. I've been getting into that.
Well, the thing about Fake Sports Center is like sometimes they'll actually talk about actual stuff that's happening, and sometimes it'll be spoofy stuff. So most of the time, I'm like, okay, which is it?
Yeah. Well, there was the great one yesterday. It was Cubs wait 108 years to win World Series, 10 innings, 8 runs, Illuminati. 108.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, but yeah, so those are my thoughts on a decent, pretty good World Series.
It was a really good World Series. Anytime it goes to Game 7, I mean, that's most exciting. For anyone who's a big fan, like lives and dies by their team, like it's kind of rough to go to a Game 7 unless your team, of course, was down 3-1 like yours was.
Yeah.
In that case, you are going to be upset if it doesn't go to Game 7. I can't talk. But, I mean, it was an exciting series, and Game 7 did not disappoint. You go to extra innings, have a rain delay.
Two teams, though, that, like, both would love to win like it's the end of the world, you know? So it's two teams that have just waited.
Just been awful for years.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was pretty good. It was a really good World Series. It's good baseball. That's what it was. It was good baseball.
So now we need a Dodgers-Giants NLCS. That would be pretty sweet from a rivalry perspective.
Yeah, I mean, they're division rivals, so they get to face each other so much every year. But and maybe like an NLDS, so that way the Dodgers can go beat the Cubs and upset them next year. So
just keep doing it every year.
It'll be great. Yeah. Except the Dodgers are going to win from every year now on because you guys filled your quota for the next 100 years.
We're just coasting through life now.
Yeah, I mean, you're set. You got the one. But yeah, so anything else you want to talk about with the World Series?
No, it'll be good to rejoin the land of the living. After
it will be nice.
After
maybe you'll text me on weekends now.
Probably.
Maybe not.
So you don't be watching anything else on the weekends.
Yeah. And I guess with that, we'll switch over and now do our NFL picks for the week. Yeah. Evan, what are our records for? Well, let's go for last week first.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna have to just do last week because I brought one paper and I forgot to put the totals. So I will add those in and bring those next week. But this is a rare week where I did better by 3 games. We both had the tie with Cincinnati and whoever they played. I can't remember. And
Cincinnati, Washington.
Yeah, Cincinnati, Washington. There we go. And I went 8-4 in a tie. This is also including Thursday night Falcons game, which we both called, right? And so I went 8-4-1, and you went 5-7-1. So
yeah, I did awful. That's what I get for doing all those upset picks.
Yeah, because initially your picks were...
They were looking good.
Well. Yeah.
For the first little bit. And then the second half, those teams that were supposed to win actually showed up, so...
Yeah, because I get one epic sports week a year from...
That's it.
Yeah, and then I have to go back to my cave of depression.
Cave of wonders.
Okay, that's a different way to put it. But
as in wondering, why am I doing so wrong?
What's wrong with me? Am I that stupid?
Yeah, as wonders is more... It's not like wonders as in, oh, that's... It's a like, wonder like seventh world wonders. It's wonder as in, I wonder why I'm so bad at this.
I wonder if you ate lead paint chips when you were growing up.
I wonder if I could huff all of these, all these markers at once, repeatedly for an hour and see what happens. No. yeah. So, yeah, I had a rough week. Over on the season, you may have caught up with me. I might still be a couple ahead, not sure.
I think it's two or three ahead, probably still.
I think I was up five.
Yeah.
And so maybe, yeah, I might be up two still. Two. But yeah, so.
But these ties, though, we're going to spoil.
It's going to get more interesting now because we're going to do Lions. Because it is now week 9 in the NFL.
So how do we factor that? What's going to be our.
No, it's just if you pick the line correctly. So you're going to need to write down the lines.
That's fine.
We both picked the Falcons, and whatever the line was, we would have covered it. I didn't think to look at it, but they won by 15, so. Yeah.
And they've already been included in last week's totals.
Yeah. But to get things going, we have the Steelers and Ravens, and they're even, so this is just a pick 'em.
I'll go with Steelers.
I will, too. Ben's supposed to be back, and they're a better team, I think. Then you have the Cowboys against the Browns. Dallas is a 7.5-point favorite.
Cowboys will win more than that.
It's a risky proposition because Cleveland has played everybody pretty close. Almost everybody.
I think it's going to be more than that.
I think so, too. I think we're both in agreement. Cowboys get the cover the 7.5. Next up, we have the Chiefs -7 against the Jaguars. And this is in Kansas City.
Yeah, I think Chiefs cover that. I just think they're good enough to cover.
This is the thing. The Jaguars are pretty good on offense and pretty good in garbage time and making games closer than they were before. Out of that, I'm going to take a risk and say that the Jaguars cover the spread. They're not going to win, in my mind, but they're going to cover the spread. So I'm going to go with the Jaguars on that one. Dolphins -4 against the Jets in Miami.
Hmm.
Decisions.
I say Dolphins win, but I'm going to say it's by 3, so I don't think they...
You don't think they'll cover it?
Nah.
I'm going to go with the Jets. I think they win. Not just cover the spread, but I think they win. Giants, -3 against the Eagles. This is in New Jersey. New Jersey.
I think the Eagles are better than that. I think the Eagles win.
Can you stop picking what I'm picking? I want some diversity. I want to sound smart instead of just sounding like I'm agreeing with what you're saying. I'm going with the Eagles as well. I think they win the game. The Giants could win. This could go either way. They're fairly evenly matched, but I think that the Eagles' defense will allow them to get it done. And I don't think the Giants' defense is going to be good enough to let the Giants win. I mean, I think it'll be a fairly low-scoring game, but I think the Eagles win. Vikings, -6.5 against the Lions.
Vikings win, and they do it by much more than... Over doubled, 6.5.
Really? Obviously.
Yeah, I think so.
The Vikings just lost to the Bears.
That's an off week. As a Bears fan, I'm going to say that was an off week.
a little bit. They are going to be at home, and they've played much better at home. I want to pick the Lions, but I'm going to go with the Vikings. I think that they win by a touchdown, so they'll cover the spread too. Panthers host are -3 at Los Angeles against the Rams.
See, the problem is the Panthers won last week when I picked them to lose. So they do the opposite of what I say every week. I'm gonna say the Rams win this one.
Yeah,
I think it'll be I think Rams win. Yeah,
I'm gonna go with the Panthers. They've got Jonathan Stewart back, and they've been playing a little bit better. I think that they'll win, and they'll win by more than 3. I think it'll be about 4, between 4 and 7, but it could be much more. But I think the Rams defense is good enough to hold them to that. The 49ers are going into New Orleans. New Orleans is a 4.5 point the Niners are hosting New Orleans, but New Orleans is a 4.5 point favorite.
I'd say Saints win, and it's by more than the spread.
I'd agree with that. The 49ers are just awful. Just awful. They looked good in week one against the Rams, but since then they've been, well, the Niners. The Niners post Harbaugh. Chargers, -4.5 at home against the Titans.
I say the Chargers win this one because it's at home, but I think it'll be by a field goal.
So you're gonna pick the Titans for the spread?
Yeah.
All right. So the Chargers don't actually play as well at home as they do on the road. But I think they're starting to figure out how to win games instead of lose them. I say that they'll win. I say they'll cover the spread too.
Okay.
Packers taking on the Colts at home. They are 7.5 point favorites.
Packers win by more than that. So
I'm going to go with the Colts. I think either the Colts win, or at least they cover the spread. So my pick is the Colts. And then we have the Broncos traveling to Oakland to take on the Raiders. Raiders are 1.5 point favorites.
That's ridiculous.
Right?
I mean, I like the Raiders this year just because they're up and coming, but not against the Broncos, even at home. So I say Broncos win easily.
And that's the thing, is like the Raiders are undefeated on the road, but they have lost both their games that they've lost at home. So, yeah, I don't get the line. I'm going with the Broncos to win. I'm going to pick them no matter what, I think, to win. And I might take some losses because of that, but I'm not going to not pick them because they're good enough that they should be able to win any game. Now, are they going to win every game? No. But I'm going to pick them anyway because they should have the shot.
See, you sound good making fan picks. I make a fan pick, and I've got a look on my face that I'm in, trying not to panic. I'm like, Bears got it this week. Yeah, you know.
But, hey, your Bears can't lose this week.
True.
There's a positive.
They win the bye, everyone.
Well, I mean, the Browns lost the bye last week, so. Yeah. Just kidding. I mean, they haven't had their bye, but who was it that lost the bye? Was that the 49ers? Yeah, the 49ers lost against the bye week. Yeah. There was like some little graphic that had them losing against NFL bye week. So funny. I think that was fake SportsCenter too.
Geniuses.
Yeah. And on Monday night, you have the Seahawks hosting the Bills, -7.
This is just going to be a pure love pick for the Bills, and I'm going to say they win. So,
okay. You like the Bills?
I have a soft spot for the Bills. I wouldn't say I'm a fan, but
why do you have a soft spot?
I think just going to 4 straight Super Bowls and not winning. I don't know. Something's like,
it's almost like you
gotta
going believe. 108 years without winning a championship.
Yeah, you gotta believe.
I think the Seahawks win. The Seahawks are really tough to beat at home, and I think they'll win by more than 7. The Bills overachieved for a few weeks there, but I don't think they're a very good team. So I don't expect them to have a lot of success going forward. So Yeah. That's what I'm going with.
Cool.
So that has been fun. Yeah. That's all the NFL picks this week. And it's kind of too late to do any of our college ones. though on the pregame, I did say that Utah State would lose 38-13. Hmm. Right now, they're down 21-0 in the second quarter. Not going so well.
It's a shame.
I don't know if I would have picked BYU or Cincinnati, but BYU won 20-3.
Yeah.
And Utah might be off this week. Nope, they are taking on – wait. Nope, that's weird. Okay. That's – I think they're playing Thursday or Friday. They're playing the 10th either way.
Oh, okay, so the next week over. Okay.
So I don't see them as having a game this week. But, yeah, they play on the 10th against Arizona State. And for that pick, I will go with Utah.
Yeah.
So that will be next Thursday, actually. So – interesting. At least they got a bye week before that, because that would suck to play on Saturday and then play again on Thursday. But anyway, that's our picks of the week. Hopefully you guys don't think we're too crazy. I kind of went a little bit more cautious this week because my upset picks last week didn't really pan out for the most part.
I've taught you well about that creeping anxiety when it comes to sports.
I just don't want to lose to you in picking, so.
You don't want to lose to the Bears fan.
I don't want to lose to a Bears fan, no. But I want to thank you guys for listening. You guys can check us out on Twitter, at USU Bullpen, at EthanShadow15, at EvanHall62. And I mean, you can hit us up with questions that you want us to answer on the show. You can, you know, talk to us about getting involved with doing your own podcast for Aggie Radio or whatever. Just hit us up. But I want to thank you guys for listening. Have a good one.
This has been another edition of the Bullpen Podcast on Aggie Radio.
Catch us on aggieradio.com and on Twitter @USUBullpen.